In Liberia, peacekeepers are setting about the task of helping to put a new peace agreement into effect. The agreement was signed yesterday, and so far the capital, Monrovia, is quiet, though clashes are still reported in the countryside. The peace agreement calls for a 2-year transitional government, which would include members of Charles Taylor's government and also 2 rebel factions. It's an odd collection of groups who have warred for years. New York Times reporter Tim Weiner is in Monrovia, and he says it remains to be seen whether these factions will coexist peacefully.
We won't know until this transitional government starts taking shape in October. And the Nigerian peacekeepers, the largely Nigerian West African peacekeeping force, which is soon going to be supplemented by soldiers from 3 other West African countries, is going to go about the business of trying to demilitarize as much of the country as they can. Their numbers are not large. They now have about 1,000 people in country, and that number is to grow to 2,350 by October. In October, if all goes according to plan, the peacekeeping will fall under the banner of the United Nations.
You have reported about some rather colorful self-styled generals, people with monikers like General Iron Jacket and General Push the Button. Are these people going to remain in uniform, presumably, under the peace agreement in Liberia?
Well, their uniforms tend to be T-shirts, Robert.
I use that phrase right. Figuratively. Uniforms hardly describe what these soldiers have been wearing during this combat.
The rebel forces are irregular forces, and some of them are very irregular. Some wear wigs, which have a magic, a juju attached to them, women's wigs, to protect them from bullets. The rebel forces have been known to go into combat stoned on drugs. They have not, to anyone's knowledge, turned in the AK-47s and rocket-propelled grenades and mortars that so terrorized Monrovia and have terrorized the countryside. The unconstitutionally created private armies of the former President Charles Taylor are certainly no better, and in some ways much more feared. The forces that created so much misery here in Liberia have not vanished with the signing of this peace agreement. But what is different is, one, the West African Peacekeeping Force is keeping peace, and there seems to be a desire to create a peace for them to keep.
And in Monrovia, is there any behavior on the part of the Liberians that bespeaks any confidence in the peace agreement, or is it still too early to see any reaction from the people there?
Well, I have to tell you, Robert, this morning I walked through the Congress of Liberia, through the Senate, through the House of Representatives, and through the Supreme Court, the Temple of Justice, as it's called. And every square inch of that building has been trashed by Charles Taylor's militias. There is a phrase that people, diplomats from other countries, have used around here to say that Liberia is a democracy in ruins, and that is no metaphor. The institutions themselves are broken. The individuals who are supposed to run this country have done badly, and ultimately the United Nations cannot save a country from itself.
Tim Weiner, thanks a lot for talking with us today.
Pleasure.
Reporter Tim Weiner of the New York Times speaking to us from the Liberian capital, Monrovia.